Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 31st, Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 13¾ cents at 694.5. December wheat up 45¼ cents at 874.5, and Jan beans up 7¾ cents at 1408. Obviously, Russia suspending the export corridor deal with Ukraine has jacked the markets up. Interesting to note that they are still shipping grain out of Ukraine. There's still grain moving, certainly from Russia. The Ukrainians can still move grain through their normal overland shipping venues that they've done for years. So, you know, I think this is just an opinion. I think this is another move by Putin to jack up the wheat prices once again. And somebody sold the highs out here. And, you know, is it going to last? I think we'll be strong the first 15, 20, 25 minutes or so. And then we'll find out whether the trade really believes it. Turkey is trying to get Russia to comply. The UN is trying to get Russia to comply. So I think this is all real nonsense, as it has been every time for the last three or four times this has happened. But we'll have to see. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. It's interesting to note that China switched several cargoes of U.S. beans to Brazilian beans. They can't get the beans out of New Orleans due to the low river levels, and that's still going on. We've got wet weather around the country. That's going to slow harvest down to some extent. But offsetting the Russian news, we've got the dollar up 60 ticks. Crude oil is down 134. Dow Jones looks to open up about 130 lower, so that may put some pressure on the grains out here. So, you know, Putin makes this comment on Saturday morning. We open up Sunday night, strong, but, you know, the beans not nearly as strong as corn and wheat out here. So we'll have to see just, you know, how much this really plays out. You know, next week, the week after, we'll get the November supply and demand report, and we'll get back to more traditional grain fundamentals. But we'll get the crop progress tonight. We should have, you know, 85% of the beans harvested, if not more, 65% of the corn harvested. We really don't see any real problems there. So overall, we're certainly going to open higher. We'll see if the funds want to buy more or whether the Russians are going to come in and sell grain. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.